views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hi, everybody. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. And like I always love to say, the alchemy is this choice within us that we can electrify, that we can turn on, plug in, and choose at any moment, at any time in our own lives. I mean, that's an incredible thing to know, that even in the midst of some of our most difficult situations, or being surrounded by maybe a large collective crisis, by that I mean our country or politics or whatever, in the midst of that, we still have this amazing ability to shift energy. And that's what alchemy is. It's not this thing that happens from outside in. It's this thing we do from inside out. And before anyone brings out some of the shame buttons and starts going, well, I've tried that, it's not working, this is the show for you. Today's topic I have called Climbing Out of the Mind Shaft, the progress you just can't see yet. Why is this important? You know, I was thinking of different analogies, and one being climbing a mountain. And people use that often. They go, I'm climbing a mountain. It's like climbing a mountain. When you're climbing a mountain, you can see stuff. You know, you can see where the bottom is, sort of, and you can generally see where the top is and how far along you are. When you're in a mine shaft, you can't see. You can't see really how far you are from the bottom. And you can't see how close you're getting to your target, you know, to coming back to sunlight, to the outside, to the manifestation of that gift, to that presence of your higher self and the magnificence of all that you can create. You can't see it yet. And this is an interesting time for some people. You know, we're going through significant planetary shifts. Those people right now that are getting awakened, you know, it's a huge number of people. There's a lot of old timers around who say, yeah, I've been doing this stuff for 30 years, I'm experienced. But, you know, sometimes we can get a little bit in the ego about that, right? That people have been doing something a long time. And let's realize that God's heart, this source's heart, universe, is wanting everyone to awaken, everyone to get turned on, you know, everyone to get that taste of enlightenment, that awareness, that ability to shift energy, to change their world, to transform. So it's a tremendous, tremendous time. And so let's not disparage some of the ones that are just coming in and don't quite have all the words yet for, you know, what this thing is that they do and how they do it. And I've got a lot to talk about on that front. But this topic about climbing out of the mine shaft when we can't see the destination, here's the example. You get a vision, you get an awareness, okay, something really clicks with you, really resonates. It could be a goal, it could be a desire, it could be a passion. Maybe you reconnect with yourself, you know, after a long period of almost being asleep, right? You've gone to work, raised the children, done all these things, slogged through, you know, all of the duties of life, and pretty much submerged yourself. And now you're allowing yourself to click, to come into all that you are. And then there's, you know, those of us that are stepping into something brand new, or each day it's just a request from Spirit for us to hold the energy. So we have this vision, we have this desire, and it seems like for some of us, we're going through a place that might look dark. And I really want to qualify what dark is. Sometimes dark can look like depression. Dark can look like you don't really care about the things everybody around you cares about. Dark can look like, good God, how long is this going to take? When am I going to manifest? When am I going to see it? There's something within that needs to be awoken that we need to step into. And some of you right now, your heart space is opening up because this is resonating with you. You know, we've had a lot of people that said, well, if you just do these four steps, stepping into these six things, handle these 12 goals, you will do it. And so when we aren't able exactly to manifest that way, we get a bit discouraged. We might shame ourselves. We might hide a bit because we think, gosh, I can't do that. If I say I'm all that I am and I work on the law of attraction and I try to do all these positive things and my affirmations, and really, truly, honestly, in my heart space, I'm having a hard time. And we don't really want to tell people. So this is the show to tell the truth about what this dark place is. Part of it is not being able to see yet. And another part of it is feeling like we're going to the core of some of our wounds. And this is a big part of this show as well, because some of us have not been taught that to reach the highest highs, sometimes we have to scoop down and go into the bowels of some of our core wounds, some of our pain. You know, we talk about clearing, we talk about healing, and I can tell you I've had many clients who go, okay, does this mean we have to do this again sometime, or am I done on this one? Wow. Well, who knows, right? Because the next time something surfaces and presses your button, you might realize, I guess I didn't entirely deal with it on every single level. We're quite complex. We have numerous levels of our spiritual fields, our emotional body, our mental body, several spiritual bodies, etheric, physical. Some of us have manifested already into our physical some things that are very challenging and difficult. We're carrying some energies in our body that, you know, we just chose to do that. And I'm going to talk about that as well. So there's a lot going on that can affect us. Our chakras, you know, we have the current seven, but anyone working on the ascension path is aware that there's higher chakras, you know, 50, 100, bringing them on down. And so when your energy field is shifting like this, you are challenged on every level of your being. Many of us talk about having been quite tired, you know, with some of the shifts we're doing, or even the spiritual work that we're doing, or making choices and really standing in our energy. This is all a part of it. But as we start to uncover these deeper wounds, as we start to clear out old agreements that no longer serve us, that no longer match who we are, then we elevate again to another level. You know, and when we're elevating to another level, it's not just to manifest in this physical world. We're not here just to get a bigger car, make more money, meet the man of our dreams or the woman of our dreams, and, you know, have everything that our society has told us we should have in order to be successful. That's not all there is. If our vibration is shifting, it's because our higher self, our a big part of our spiritual essence is wanting to have a greater relationship with the spirit realm and to hold energy and be of service on this planet. It's not all about me and mine. It's about the world. It's about the collective. So if any of this is clicking with you, I hope you'll stay tuned. I've touched on a bunch of different things, but this is going to be a great show. And as always, we will bring in the archangels, the ascended masters, that incredibly powerful group of beings that are available to work with any one of us all the time. And I just suggest to you right now that you invite them in while you're listening to the show. Invite them in right now, the ones that you work with or the ones that you've heard of, and maybe do some research, you know, and see how your energy begins to shift. We're going to be taking calls on this show because there's some of you that are needing some help to shift, to hold what you're going through. And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And if you're wanting to know how to do some deeper work with me, I'm doing a lot of that with a lot of people that are shifting so powerfully right now. You can go to my website at lesliefontaine.com. That's LESLIEFONTEYNE.com. Or you can reach me at 678-665-3366, and we can talk about what's happening with you, what you're wanting to step into. Remember that your dreams and desires aren't just an end in themselves. They are a direction for you to step into that also allows you to be of service and to raise your vibration and to be a light to everyone, including those in your family. So when we come back, we're going to talk about a little more about what it's like when it seems like it's dark and you don't have the map and you're not sure what's going on and you're not sure where you are in the progression of your intentions.
Go on, go on, leave me breathless.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
From
Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, and we're talking about creating alchemy sometimes in the darkness, sometimes in the mine shaft where you can't see how far you've gone or what you're stepping into yet. And, you know, these are interesting times. Any of you that have, you know, done some real work on yourself, whether personal, psychological, goal-oriented or spiritual, you have had evidence for yourself of the times you've gone very deep and just pulled it out of yourself to step into more, to step into greater. And you can look back with a different perspective, right? But in the middle of it, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to create alchemy. But imagine that you're in the mine shaft and you create alchemy with light. Just imagine that for yourself right now. And, you know, I can tell you with the best of them, I have been in places with my heels dug in where I just don't want to. I don't want to try. I don't want to do the work. And so what we're talking about is that in that dark shaft, things can change. Things can shift. At every moment in our lives, we're holding a vibration. At every moment in our lives, we have the opportunity of awareness. At every moment in our lives, we have an opportunity for choice. And I know for me, a lot of the things that I have gone through and continue to go through are because I've chosen it. And see, a big part of walking in our path is taking full ownership and responsibility for that path, for our choices. This is what I want. You know, if we say I don't want to work, then I'm not going to work. If I say I do want to work, I'm going to work. If I say I want to expand my spiritual vibration, then that's going to happen. I can tell you that when you step onto the spiritual path, sometimes you might think that it's going to be greater manifestation just in this natural world, right? That things should get better in this natural world. Well, the spiritual realm operates, as I've said a few times, on a different economy, on a different scale, on a different set of priorities. So when you start expanding your spiritual repertoire and your awareness, you're stepping into another vibration and creating new things. So let's go back into this mind shaft here. Let's go back into this place that seems a bit dark where you can't see progress. And it may be that you set an intention to create a loving relationship, set an intention to step into greater abundance, to step into your new business, your new concepts, your new ideas, to stop drawing in some of the relationships that are diminishing, whether it's at work or among your friends. I can tell you I've had things I thought I dealt with resurface, and the way they surface is what often we call someone pushing our buttons, right? And you see this thing of this person pushing your button or this event, and our initial reaction, which often I find to be very inner child oriented, is, why did they do that? What did I do to them? How is that even possible that they would do that? That's just not fair. You know, we start to cry out all this stuff about something out there affecting something in here. And when we shift into looking at that button as a gift, and we start thinking, wow, look at how that person was able to touch this part of my core, this part of my field, and get this reaction out of me, then we want to go deeper into that because we want to release it, right? It's not the highest vibration that's coming out, right? It could be an old rejection. It could be a sense of worth button that gets pushed. Oh my gosh, we have so many of these, right? And so if we think about, you know, some of the ascended masters, and we think about archangels, we think about those people that we find to be very evolved and carrying a very high vibration, it's almost like we see them as ones who have no buttons. Right? You can't push anything. They're just always serene, always fine, always happy. And we don't quite know how they got there, right? We haven't seen the hard work. We haven't seen how they got to that place. We read the stories, you know, about Carrie Water, but we don't really feel it. So this is your moment in this mind shaft. This is your time to do your work. And here's how I would walk one through. Let's say someone pushes a button of yours and says something very diminishing or hurts your feelings, and it really upsets you. And in that moment or close to it, you know, you could start with, thank you, which may be a challenge, right? And then you could ask yourself, what part of me got triggered here? And just really allow your guidance team to come in with you and help you go to the source of this, like why this affected you so much and made you feel so small. Because, you know, in truth, your spirit is just as large as it was before that happened, right? And if you can feel your energy field contracting because of that diminishing event, that's not something that's doing service for you, right? So you want to go to the core of it and go, what is it that created that stirred it up? You know, and for some of you, I'm getting it in your second right now, your security center and your solar plexus, some in your heart space. And I want all of you right now to really, you know, accept and have compassion on yourself right now for this hurt, for this situation that really has been quite damaging to your vibration in the moment, right? Because you don't know it, but somebody could be coming down the street that needs you to be at a high vibration, but this button just got pushed and you're at a lower one. So all in its perfection, we want to get to the core of it. And it could have been something that happened in your childhood or, you know, in the educational system with your family, with your parents. So you go to that, all right, and you just embrace yourself in that place and you embrace your inner child that was so hurt and wounded, bringing in Divine Mother, Divine Father. And now ask yourself, am I willing to release this? Am I willing to release the judgment associated with this, the agreement to play small, to be small, to allow this thing to always make me feel small? And that's a very interesting question to ask ourselves, because in that moment we find out really what we want. We often talk about being hooked into our story. So what's our story? Is our story about our hard times and all that we went through and the difficulties and the problems we had? And, you know, or is the story like, wow, you know, these things happened in my life and I had the choice to release it or not release it, to not be ego-based, to not be holding on to this thing, or to be hiding this part of myself? Because if a master is truly a master, they have walked through all of this to where you are not touching their ego. You're not getting an ego-based reaction. You're not getting that superstar, I've achieved it all thing that you might in the corporate world or even in our political arena as we're seeing, right? So think about this. Just go to that place and go, do I want to release this? Am I done with this agreement? Am I done with this energy? Am I done with this part of me that needs to identify with being less than? Because believe it or not, each of these things does some kind of service for us. There's something it does for us that allows us, if we play small, to not play as big as we could be. Okay? So some of you, I'm getting a very tight heart space reaction and a real reaction in your power center to this one. And listen, you can get mad, you can get angry, you can get frustrated. All these things are going to surface. But at each place, embrace it and allow it and go, wow, you know, now do I want to let this go? Do I want to shift? So how does this affect or have to do with the mind shaft? Because when we choose an intention and we choose a direction, you know, it's really easy to say, wow, I want to be a psychic. I want to see clairvoyantly. I want to write a book. I want to be all these things. But sometimes our path can be quite circuitous, right? And I may have to walk through a lot of things and you may have to walk through a lot of things to get to that ultimate desire, because ultimately, there's some part of you that has said, you know what, I don't want to come to the other side with a big ego, or I don't want to come to the other side and not be able to fully stand in my power. And, you know, as we know, when we're standing in our strength and in our power, things can happen, right? It's not all smooth sailing. There's some difficult things that occur. So when you feel like you're in that dark shaft, you're not sure the timing of things, remember this. Dimensionally, there are different sets of timing. So down here, you know, we're operating on a 24-hour clock in 3D land. But in the spirit realm, as we've heard often, there's no time or space. But you know what? We'll lapse right back and we'll think, oh, well, I've got to get it done in 6 months. Whose schedule is that? Whose timing is that? And what's that based on? Go to the core of it. Is it that someone's expectations need to be met? Is it that you think you won't make any money if you don't get that thing done, get things out? So then what surfaces? The fear. The fear surfaces that Source won't take care of you. Source will betray, just like all the humans have. See, all of us talk a good game, and I throw myself into the mix right there. But when I identify Source betrayal, and I identify that part of me that doesn't think we're going to come through it, that doesn't think I can do it with support, that I'll be all by myself in this situation, that's my opportunity right there to clear out that abandonment energy. And oh, all of us have gone into that abandonment place where it hurts. But be brave and bring in the Ascended Masters, bring in the Archangels. So I'm giving out the call-in number now. It's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you're looking to step into that part of you that wants to be cleared of the wounds so that you can reach that higher vibration that you've truly desired in your spirit, to step into all that you are, to step into the goals and desires that you have, let's do some work. Let's have some fun with this. The Masters and the Archangels are not about shaming. They are not about putting anyone down. They are not about setting the bar too high. This is about unconditional love. This is an awesome day. And if you don't call in, just decide that today you're making that choice out of awareness to step into a higher vibration and to let go of everything in your field that has been holding you back until now. This is Leslie Fontaine, and when we come back, we'll take your calls and we'll talk a little bit more about what it's like to step through the darkness into the light.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
And we're back. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. And this is a tremendous, tremendous time for a lot of us. I really, really want to encourage so many of you that are resonating with this mindshaft experience where you can't see behind or in front and you are completely on faith. And that doesn't mean you don't have a job, don't have family and all this. It means that on the path you've chosen, you don't see when this thing is going to unfold. And all of us can identify with this in some part of our lives. I have things that I could be really wanting to manifest. And you know, when I check in with spirit and I get, it's the timing's not there yet, or it's all about patience. And meanwhile, back at the ranch here on 3D land, you know, I am in fear or anxiety thinking, well, I've got to get this done. I've got to get this done. I've got to make it happen. When you hear those parts of yourself speaking and talking, that is something that's core within you that's surfacing to get released. You know, I was talking on a radio show I was on the other day called Gang of Girls. I loved it. It was out of Chicago on 24/7, the stream. And we're just talking about how there's so many things that we're trying to shift through and make happen, but we don't understand the path that we have to take sometimes. So give yourself a break here. And in the spirit of Halloween, I came up with this line, are there just no treats anymore? You know, when it all seems hard or it seems difficult or it seems like our emotional bodies are so heavy, and they're heavy because that's the hardest level of our energetic field to shift, right? You understand that. I mean, there's these people that are totally in their mental bodies. They're shut down in their emotions. And so, you know, they can just set their mind and they shut down. It doesn't mean their emotional body isn't talking. It's talking loud and clear. It's just not getting heard, right? So those of us that are working in the emotional bodies, trying to shift that heavy energy, remember the emotional body is not the spirit realm, okay? That's just one aspect of your field. That's why sometimes I talk about the double bind. Your mind says this, your emotional body says that, your first chakra is completely in survival mode, your sixth chakra wants to just go off into clairvoyance and stay there. You know, we've got a lot of conflicting priorities. So this can confuse people who either are just beginning or they're going to the next level. And we have to remind one another about all the shifts that we're experiencing. So here's the thing. When we start feeling things like frustration and anger, separation, isolation, abandonment, those are all not from spirit, right? We get that because we know, and we read this all the time, that there is no separation in the spirit realm. None. Not only that, we read the words unconditional love, but we don't really take it in all the way. So if you've had the experience of, you know, feeling like the good parts of you were loved, but the, you know, small feeling parts of you, the diminished parts of you, the less than assertive parts of you are not very loved, that is that conditional, ancestral, and even past lifetime level of agreement that you're ready to shift. You're ready to be done with that. So, you know, when we discover new parts of ourselves that are ready to expand and to grow and to become all that we are, oh my gosh, it's an amazing thing. But our initial reaction will always be to recoil. Maybe not always, but pretty much, because when spirit is calling us to step into something great, to step into a part of ourselves, we either pretend we really didn't get that message. Nope. didn't hear that one. Nope, that's not right. Or, you know, we find ourselves talking with friends and explaining why things can't happen, why it's not going to be that way, why it's not possible. You know, if I do this, then I can't do that. All these either or, up or down, black or white, two-dimensional decisions that the spirit realm is so much bigger than all that. But our initial reaction often, 90% of the time, is to resist guidance. If you can realize in that moment when you get guidance that this is a call to greatness, this is a call to your greatness, this is a call for you to step into all that you are, to step into the next level of your truth. What frightens us is that it's calling us at a place where we feel very small, a place where we have sort of hidden from everyone. You know, if people think we're super bold, then we want to show that we're really bold. If we've been really quiet, we don't want people to know that we can be bold. You know, there's so many parts of us that have been hidden. So now we're getting this message, you need to go, you know, write this book, or you need to go start that job, or you need to go create this company. And it's calling a part of ourselves that might feel like the weakest link. But when you get that call, it's spirit saying, I want to heal that thing. I want you to step into all that you are. And it's not just for you so that you can be a big shot. It's not just for you so that you can be popular. It is for you and for all. It is always for service. It is always to shine a light. It is always to carry a high vibration. I hope some of this is making sense for some of you, because some of you have been beating yourselves up, that you are carrying a lot of heaviness in your emotional body, that you are struggling with some things that you feel like you just don't get to the end of. I want to assure you and promise you with the masters and archangels, and we're going to be bringing them in the last half of the show to work on some of this, I can assure you that all this is being surfaced for you to heal. All this is being surfaced to take you to the next level, but it's not ever to enhance your ego. So when we're talking with, you know, people that just operate in this 3D realm that, you know, only relate to, you know, what's in front of their face, we may seem almost inarticulate because we're going, well, I'm going through this process and I'm shifting this and I'm shifting that, and then I'm going to step into it, but I have this vision, but I've got to clear all these things first. You know, it could just sound like a mess talking to them. So please don't talk to them. You know, find safe people that you can sort of share. But what you always want to be saying is yes. Yes is the answer. Even if you're crying as you say it, yes is the answer. Yes, I am choosing to step into a higher vibration. I'm choosing my awareness. I'm choosing full responsibility for my energy field. I'm choosing full responsibility for my path, where I want to go, what I want to create. This is a decision right now in this moment to choose your path. So what is it for you right now? What is it for you? What have you been shown that you are to step into to create? This is just a decision. I haven't said get a divorce. I haven't said quit your job. Just right now, in your own awareness, in your spirit, what's coming up for you to step into and to create? And now say yes to that. Just say yes. Still, you have not taken any physical action. Okay? So as we say yes, and here we are in the mine shaft. Did you know in the mine shaft, dark as it is, you can say yes. You can choose that thing. Now, we want to see what is it that we need to clear and release to move into that thing that we desire. And remember, it may not happen like in 5 seconds. It may not happen in a minute. It is going to happen, you know, as you clear, as you choose to shift, as you choose to allow. You need to understand that spirit is so merciful, so loving, so kind. So this isn't about, well, have you achieved steps 1, 2, and 3 yet? You haven't, huh? You know, there's never that sense of criticism and shame and all that. And when that surfaces again, that's ready to be cleared. So we've got so many opportunities for us to step into our dreams, to step into our truth, to allow ourselves to see what it is that we're about. So don't minimize and accept those parts of you that do not seem to be, you know, the perfect parts, okay? Because That is what you're being called into to shift. And as mentioned, it's never in time for your ego to be saved. There's a part of you that wanted this. There's a part of you that wanted to step into all that you are. So here it is. So after we come back from the break, we've got a caller and we will take that call. But I'd like you to be thinking about the parts of you that you have been sort of discouraging a bit, you know, sort of putting yourself down about. And ask yourself, are you done with that story now? Are you done being the one that can't make it happen, can't achieve, can't do, can't release, can't let go? Are you done with the story? You would be amazed at the effect it has when you release the truth about your attachments. And again, it doesn't always look pretty, but it's glorious on the other side, I can promise you. So again, don't hesitate to give us a call if you're wanting to get some work with the masters. We're going to bring them in as promised in the last half of this show. The number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And for those of you that track me and follow me, I'm going to be in Portland November 7th and 8th at the Body Mind Spirit Expo. And in Cincinnati, November 21st and 22nd, and I look forward to seeing all of you. And when we come back, we'll take our caller.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
And we're back. Thanks all of you for sending your energy. I can feel a lot of it and a lot of work that's going on. And Benny, I think we've got a caller.
Yeah, we'll take Cheryl, and Cheryl's calling in from Burien. So Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey,
I've
Cheryl.
I've worked with you a bit. Hi.
Oh, hi.
And I need a little more help with my daughter and family. They've come to live with us for a while, and there's just a lot of dynamics with my husband, and just the fact that they're there. Where do I draw the line? Where do I step in? She's got some stuff going on with an ex-husband, and it's difficult to watch it happen and not get in there and help. And how much do I help? And
So what do you already know about what you're attached to and what you're holding on to? What do you already know? You've already been guided on some things. What's come up for you already? And it's okay to say it. We're not doing anything with it. Just what have you already been shown about it?
Well, that if I get in there and help, then things will possibly be better, but yet am I overstepping?
Okay. So what part of you is wanting to fix them to fix you? You know, there's kind of all of that, right? There's people that have their own mess, and it looks really messy. It just totally does, right? Right now it looks very messy. And then there's the spirit part of you, and what is it wanting for you right now?
More peace. It's kind of chaotic.
So you invited it in for a reason. You felt like you had to, right? There was like an obligation or...
And also there's healing that is happening. It's not all negative.
So can you hold space with it without fixing?
That is a good idea.
So it's real. You're very powerful, Cheryl, and there's a part of you that really knows how to do this. But it's almost like, you know, because you've got these strong personalities all around you, and you felt guided to bring this in, even though it was hard. So this is a perfect mind shaft story. You know, it's hard. You don't know how long it's going to last. When will everybody else get fixed? Why don't they, you know, just make this easier on me? All this other kind of stuff. And there's a lot that's happening in you. And so much that's happening in you is about you holding your own energy, holding your own space, and not taking on their stuff. That never means we don't care, but that's been a big part. If I'm starting to remember some, you know, some times that we've talked and worked through things. So holding your own space doesn't mean you don't care. Holding your own space means that you raise the vibration of everything around you, and you are not holding on to the outcome. So if it all falls apart and it looks like a mess in the natural, that doesn't necessarily mean that in the spirit realm it is a mess. It's like they've got some more work to do. That's just the bottom line. So I know this is a tough one. It's a tough one, but you know, that's the way it works, that you are definitely able to fully hold your space, to fully stand in all that you are, and to allow them to walk through what they're walking through. And we're just bringing in some of the masters right now, bringing in your presence. You have quite a team that you can call on, even, you know, at work and with your husband. But remember, I'm seeing your husband a bit with some heels dug in here. And, you know, people make that choice. They make that choice to stand in that, and you can't change what their choices are. So just want to leave you with that. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So, you know, sometimes when we are in our mind shaft and we are walking through some things that are tough for us and we don't see the way out, we first have to check our own vibration and go, what is going on? What is affecting me right now? What am I afraid of that won't turn out a certain way? That is always an attachment. It is the hardest thing in the world when it's family. It's the hardest thing in the world when it is, you know, about the people that we care the most about. And yet that's right on purpose too. So, you know, it's one thing to say, well, why'd you bring them in? Why'd you let that happen? Why didn't you just, you know, there's none of that, right? Because Cheryl felt very much on purpose about allowing this, about bringing them into the midst. But it doesn't mean that she's the director of the orchestra, right? She is managing her own field. She is extending unconditional love, and she is creating a container for others to work through their stuff. And when it doesn't resolve the way we think it should, or the way society thinks it should, then we get really uptight and anxious. So already right there, what's the fear? It's fear. Fear is not unconditional love. Fear about, well, will it turn out? Well, what if it doesn't turn out right now, this way, the way we think it should? Does that mean it's a failure? No, it doesn't. So again, releasing the ego out of it. So anyway, this show has been pretty darn powerful as far as stepping through our darkness. And I'm really grateful to Cheryl for bringing that topic up, because darkness not being negative, darkness being where we don't necessarily see the outcome all tied up with a nice little bow, but our intention remains powerful to hold that space, to hold that energy. We have all felt like we have failed in this. We have all felt like we didn't hold on to our vision, to our purpose, to our passion. How did we let other people affect us? How did we bring in these things that just seemed to detract or to take away from who we thought we were? And many of us right now on the spiritual path are having to revise who we thought we were, right? Because ultimately, you're not just your personality, you're your higher self, your soul essence, you're part of a soul family, you have your mighty I am presence. I mean, the higher you go, there's a different set of priorities, there's a different agenda, there's a different concept of time, of abundance, of economy. And right now, a lot of you are just really releasing this out. So just really pat yourself on the back for coming through all that you have so far. Reinvigorate that intention of yours. Get reconnected with your soul essence and who you are. Reconnect with your ascended masters and archangels. And again, we're just bringing them in right now, just allowing them to fully embrace. Draw them in right now into the situation that you're in. Allow them to fully come through, all the way through your chakra column, your energy fields. Feel the little blocks and the hard places and release them out. Choose today to let go of it. I didn't say it would be easy, but choose to let go of a couple of the blocks that are in the way of your intention. Absolutely. There you go. Lovely. So notice what happens to what you allowed yourself to release. Is there more? Is there more you could do? There's always more. But allow yourself to step into that passion. Allow yourself to be fully aware. Allow yourself to enjoy that higher vibration. You know, I have had times I've brought something to the throne of grace, literally, and presented it at a really high vibrational level. And the response has been one of such incredible peace, incredible joy, incredible power, incredible unconditional love. Do the same for you. Do the same for you. Allow yourself to step into that today. All right. I hope you'll reach out to me. This is Leslie Fontaine. You can reach me at LeslieFontaine.com. It's always a pleasure. This is Sheer Alchemy.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.